Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
What does it take for a Black arts organization to thrive and be sustainable in Boston? Two local organizations are betting that a short-term partnership is part of that equation. The Front Porch Arts Collective, a Black theater company dedicated to advancing racial equity through the arts, is teaming up with the Huntington Theater Company in a three-year residency. The Front Porch will use the Huntington's infrastructure as it works towards being financially sustainable, and in turn will bring the Huntington and its audiences new talent and programming. The partners hope the outcome will give the city its largest sustainable Black theater company, but also start to address historical privilege for predominantly white institutions, or PWIs. We are joined by Maurice Emanuel Parent, the co-producing artistic director at the Front Porch Arts Collective, and Michael Masso, the managing director at the Huntington Theater Company, to talk about the partnership. Maurice, welcome to the show.
Hi, glad to be here.
And Michael, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much.
So Maurice, how did this residency program come to be?
Sure, and thank you all for inviting me here today. And again, I'm calling from Arlington, Massachusetts. That's the unceded land of the Massachusetts and Pawtucket people. And I'm excited to talk about this partnership. It came about a few ways. So as you said, our mission is to advance racial equity in Boston through theater. And shortly after starting the company, we found ourselves in a residency at Central Square Theater. They were also our fiscal sponsors. So through that partnership, we were able to engage with donors, get some support from foundations. And that lasts about 4 years. And we're really grateful for that support. But we found ourselves at an inflection point. Our long-term goal was always self-sustainability and autonomy, and we weren't quite sure how to get there. So with support from the Boston Foundation, we were able to enter into a strategic planning process with Technical Development Corp. And they helped us to do some market research, talk to our partners, our constituents, they interviewed the staff, and we determined the best way to take the next step towards our eventual goal of self-sustainability would be to do what we're calling a bridge residency with a larger theater company that will give us some amount of autonomy and self-determination, but still provide that critical support that a residency offers. So that support with overhead, a lot of things you mentioned. So we drafted a proposal, submitted to a number of organizations, and Huntington was one of the first to respond. And after a number of conversations, we determined this is the perfect organization to partner with, considering where we are today.
So, Michael, I mean, the nonprofit landscape competes for scarce resources. Sometimes arts organizations compete for ticket buyers, et cetera. Why is it essential for Huntington to help the Front Porch Arts Collective become sustainable? Why is that essential for our Boston community?
Well, I do think it's essential for the Boston community. It's also natural for the Huntington for really two reasons. The first is that serving the Greater Boston Theater community is really a fundamental part of our work. And we've done that through providing space, let's say at the Calderwood Pavilion, pavilion services and first-class facilities for now. It's 15 years at the Calderwood at subsidized rates. And we believe that we're an essential component to keeping this theater community healthy and growing and achieving its greatest potential. And at the same time, we've spent the past year, like our entire field, but certainly deeply at the Huntington, dealing with the racial reckoning that we are as a field grappling with. And one of the things we made a commitment to was to continue our work in trying to specifically help BIPOC theater companies. So when Maurice and Dawn and Pascal came to us with this proposal, it just was a natural fit and an extension and a next step that we could take to really put our money where our mouth is and to expand our service to the community by focusing on this company. It also helped that we have such enormous respect. Maurice, I think, is heading into his sixth Huntington production later this year. He is somebody who we have enormous admiration for. Dawn is a very prominent arts artist and arts administrator, and Pascal used to be a staff member at the Huntington. So we're just...
Don and Pascal are both at Front Porch, correct?
Yes, I'm sorry. Don is the is Maurice's co-producing artistic director, and Pascal is the education director. And so we just couldn't be more delighted to, in essence, welcome them home and be part of this journey.
So Maurice, I'll turn back to you. In your first answer, you talked a lot about what is necessary when one runs an institution, things that have to do with long-term viability, right? At the same time, as Michael just alluded to, we have been having a public conversation in Boston for a while now about the whiteness of our cultural institutions and challenges to diversifying our cultural audiences because our institutions have historically not been welcoming. 3 years from now, when this collaboration is successful, Front Porch is sustainable and now the largest sustainable Black arts organization in the city. What changes?
Oh, what an amazing question. Thank you for that. A few things. I think, first of all, we need to examine those invisible barriers that are keeping the audiences so white and the experiences so white, even when the experience on stage is rooted in Black cultural and the stories of the African diaspora. So once we start examining those invisible barriers, some of those might be the feeling of being policed in the space when you feel like as a person of the global majority, you're in the space, you're feeling watched, you can't be your truest self, your authentic self in response to what you're seeing, and really addressing those things. But it comes from defining the space as a home for all. And especially when the shows reflect cultures of the global majority, you are not only invited, but you are at home in the space. So once there's some ownership of that space, hopefully we start seeing the tides change in terms of these percentages of the audiences. So in 3 years, we're seeing a thriving Black theater company that certainly we serve the entire Boston area, but we'd like to say everyone's welcome to the table as long as you know kind of what's on the menu. We know that we are building an organization that's going to center, you know what I'm saying? Everyone's welcome to the cookout. Just, you know, we're going to provide the potato salad. So like, you know, you're going to come to the theater that the Front Porch Arts Collective is producing within and know that these stories, these people are going to be centered. If you're cool with that, you're welcome to the party, right? And if you're not, there's many other arts for you to consume. So in 3 years, you're seeing a sustainable Black theater company. You're also seeing an ecosystem that has looked at these invisible barriers and been proactively trying to dismantle them. So that's one of our parts of our mission as well. We're working with our organizations to really look at our friends, our partner organizations, other artists, to really look at these invisible barriers and build programs that strategically try to dismantle them and see what's keeping them so powerful for so long.
And Michael, last question to you, just briefly, what's a way you hope Huntington Theater Company will transform itself as a result of this partnership?
Oh, I think that we will have great input into our programming from Front Porch. We will have real lived experience in terms of artists who work as artists of color in this community on an ongoing basis. You know, the Huntington has worked with many artists the last full year of production before COVID. Over half of our artists were artists of color, but those are independent artists coming for one show at a time. And, you know, we've had Melinda Lopez as a playwright in residence, and now this is just an expansion of the vision and the voice of artists of color. And we think it will deepen our work and make us more in tune with the world we want to be.
All right. That is Michael Masso, the managing director at the Huntington Theater Company, and Maurice Emmanuel Parent, the co-producing artistic director at the Front Porch Arts Collaborative. Michael, Maurice, thanks to both of you.
A pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you.